September, the home of a prominent figure in Macon's history was officially placed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Good morning. And welcome to the Ruth Hartley Moseley Memorial Women's Center. Come on, give yourselves a hand for coming this morning. We thank you.
Reverend Lavornia Franklin Jr. welcomes guests to the ceremony at Moseley's former home on Spring Street. She was born in Savannah in 1886, but moved to Macon after getting married. As a black woman during Reconstruction, she blazed trails, getting an education and moving on to a successful career in nursing, where she became a mentor to others.
Miss Moseley's contribution to healthcare, education, community service, and civil rights are inspiring to all of us.
Dr. Thomas Duval is the board chair for the center. He says it's important for young people to know their history.
All of our children, but especially the so-called at-risk African-American children, need to know about local historic iconic leaders like Mrs. Ruth Hartley Moseley.
Macon Bibb County Commissioner Elaine Lucas says she's happy to see black history recognized.
There's just something about the fact that other folks' history is being included with all of the other history in this community. And I just think that's a giant step forward.
And that history will come to life through the efforts of Historic Macon. Kim Campbell is their director of Preservation Field Services.
I'm excited to say that we're going to be bringing about 200 Macon Bibb County High School students through this place in the coming months so that they too can learn the legacy of Ruth Hartley Moseley.
For GPB News, I'm Elizabeth Tammy.